Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who has lots of incredible pictures of the hurricane up on the Metro Weather site, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it's a pretty formidable storm, no doubt about it. It's a Cat 3, 120 miles sustained winds, 175 miles to the south of Cameron, Louisiana, just about where Laura was 6 weeks ago. Incredible.
Amazing. That really is amazing. Even though people think that that weather sometimes is boring, that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances of that really happening ever? Really, think about it.
I mean, the chances are not good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, let's just say we say 10 years ago, it's in the same position that Laura was in. You'd say, boy, that is really incredible. Right. But the same season, 6 weeks ago? Wow. Really incredible.
Unless the people in that town did something that that the good Lord wants to make them pay for.
I don't know, but I know they're still recouping from Laura 6 weeks ago, and now they'll get hit with this one. And then this one will weaken out over Kentucky, but its rains will spread northeastward. And what's going to happen here is, we'll backtrack. Sunny today, 65 to 70. And then tonight, clear and not as chilly, 45 to 50. There's a wide range in temperatures this morning. Bradley's coming in at 45. Pittsfield is coming in at 43. And Poughkeepsie's coming in at 37.
And we're at 40 right now. It just dropped. When I got here this morning, about an hour and 10 minutes ago, it was 43. Now it's 40.
And the reason for it is some places have clouds, some places are clear. Where it's clear, it's colder. Where it's cloudy, it's warm. So anyhow, tonight will not be as cold, 45 to 50. You'll have some mixing with clouds, 75 to 80 Saturday. Now, a cool front comes down Saturday night. So Sunday, as the cool air moves across, it's a Canadian air mass, moves across southern Canada, the wind here is going to go northeast. The northeast wind is going to begin to bring in moisture off the Atlantic. As Delta's moisture streams northeastward from the south, it's going to go up and over the cool air, and that's going to cause a cloudy Sunday with highs 60 to 65, and by Monday, rain. And it's probably going to be breezy. We will knock it out of the 50s on Monday. So it's going to be a cool, rainy, damp Monday.
It's going to be a raw Monday.
That's a good word for it. And Tuesday, while it will get warmer into the 60s, still showers. All left over from Delta. And when all is said and done, I think a lot of us, Sunday into Monday, will get at least an inch of rain. Maybe even a little more. We'll see. So it all, how it plays out. Me personally, as I told you a couple of days ago, I'm planning on getting all my work done up at the lake and leaving there Sunday night. There is just no reason to stay there Sunday night and wake up Monday morning on a lake with fog, with rain, in the 50s, for what? There's just no reason. I mean, I'm not doing it. So I have a lot of work to do. I'm going to, when I normally have 2.5 days, I really have 2 days. So I lose a half a day because of Monday. And I'm going to get it all done. That's it, Marshall. I'm going to get all the work done, and that'll be the end of that.
And who's going to work for you Monday?
AJ
will be in? Okay.
Yep. AJ will be in on Monday. Yep. I guess he's looking forward to it.
Mr. Reliable.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I hope he's looking forward to it. But that's about it. Yesterday, I went out there. Yeah, of course, we have pine trees. So I blew all the those little brown pine needles all off the patio. I don't know how long. So far, it's still okay, but I don't know how long that's going to last. The next wind will bring them right down, and that's it. I'm thinking next week, Marshall, that we actually will probably do our winter forecast.
Well, it's good because, it's funny. I've got your forecast up here. I've left it on our homepage, the fall forecast, which is November and December, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to take a look at what you've got planned for November and December. But so we're going to look at the winter forecast, and I bet you it's going to be dynamic.
Could be.
It could be. You won't give out. You won't give out. You won't give
out. No, we want everybody to listen in. It could be. I can tell you one thing. It's certainly not going to be as easy as last year.
All right. Well, you know, we're in October now, and I'm looking at your long-range forecast that you gave us a long time ago for November.
Right.
The first week, dry and cold, then rain, some mixed wet snow. The second week, fair and chilly, windy and wet late week. Third week, early rain, some wet snow, then windy with rain changing to wet snow, and flurry the late week. The last week, windy with snow showers, then turning fair and milder for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I did see that most of the holidays through the end of the year look to be storm-free. So let's see what happens, because it's a long-range forecast. And, you know, if you're off by 2 or 3 days, the whole thing goes out the window. But, you know, I do it more for fun. I don't sell it. We're not in that business for long-range forecasting. So we do it for fun to see how it goes. Put everything together, and it'll be interesting because, you know, like I tell my sisters, you know, if you're still working from home, you're not going to have a problem. But if you're not, the winter could prove to be a big problem, you know, if you have to go to work. Who knows what's going on? My sister said to me last night, what do you think is going to happen for Thanksgiving? I said, what are you talking about? She said, what do you think we're going to be allowed to get together in groups? I said, I can't answer that. I said, they can't answer that for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. She says, well, what if people just defy, you know, the fact that there shouldn't be more than like 6 or 8 people getting together. I said, that's going to be a big problem. That's going to be a big problem, because the more people that associate without masks, the worse it's going to be. And I see parts of my family right now doing that. And I don't like it. I know that my niece is a principal of a school in Queens, right? But yet, she goes to my sister-in-law's house with the baby and all of this stuff, and she's not wearing a mask. And I mean, if you're working in a school as a principal, you're meeting a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, even if you have a mask on then, you still don't know what you're bringing home. So, I don't know. I see problems all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's my daughter, Karen. She originally, her wedding was scheduled for October 24th, the day after my birthday. They postponed the wedding until next year, okay? But they're going to have a small ceremony. They're actually going to get married with a small ceremony. And you know what they're going to do for family members that want to join? They're going to hire a photographer, a sound person, and it will be on Zoom. So we'll all be able to watch them officially get married.
Okay, well, you see, but that's very sane. You know what I mean? That's the way to do it until there's a vaccine, and we know that this virus is almost kaput. All of us have to be on our toes.
Well, it's funny because people complain to me, why do you still have the station closed to the public? Why? Because I'm 67, I'm overweight, I had bronchitis, and period, end of game. The station's closed to the public.
That's it. Yeah. It's as simple as that. Very, very simple. Yeah, you know. And I mean, we've been with the same people weekend after weekend up at the lake house since May, and nobody, thank God, has gotten sick. So we're assuming that everybody's safe. I've been tested. A few people have been tested in the group. So that's all a good thing. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to test every 4 or 5 days, Marshall? You know, you have to be able to trust some things. But when it comes to crowds gathering, I'm sorry. I think you got to wait. You got to wait until the government says the virus is gone.
Or at least your chances of getting it have dipped.
Diminished,
you know,
right.
As, yeah. You know, the older you are, anybody over 50, is when those odds diminish, then that I'll be fine with that.
Right.
Well, we've diminished this week, Pat.
Yes, we have, and I hope that you have a nice weekend in spite of Monday's weather. I'll see you Tuesday.
All right, Pat, have a good, successful weekend.
Thank you, Marshall.
Take care.
All right.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.